Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On Monday, a former mistress of notorious Italian mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro was arrested on suspicion of aiding and abetting him. But how did she end up becoming implicated in the whole thing? Well, I'm joined by Nick Squires, Italy correspondent for The Telegraph. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, tell us about Matteo Messina Denaro. He was something of a bad lot, was he not?
He certainly was. That's an underestimate. Yeah, this guy has been described as the last godfather of Cosa Nostra. That's the mafia based down in Sicily, ruthless criminal organization. And Messina Denaro was distinguished by the fact that he went on the run and remained on the run for 30 years. He was sort of known as the ghost. The authorities just couldn't track him down. They finally caught up with him in 2023. He was arrested coming out of a clinic where he was being treated for cancer. He was put in a high-security jail, and then a few months later, he died of that cancer.
Now, he was on the run. He was implicated in the killing of the very high-profile killing of the prosecutors Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino. And he boasted one time that he could fill a cemetery with the number of victims he had taken out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even by mafia standards, this guy was ruthless in the extreme. So apart from the bombing killings of those two very prominent anti-mafia prosecutors that you just mentioned, he also had the 12-year-old son of a pentito. That means a mafia member who's gone over to the state as a witness. He had that 12-year-old boy kidnapped, kept in captivity, eventually strangled, and then dissolved in acid to get rid of his body. He also, in one of his more heinous crimes, strangled the pregnant girlfriend of a mafia rival. So this guy, Messina Denaro, was ruthless in the extreme.
Was he still running the show even though he was on the run?
Yeah, we believe he was running a lot of his criminal activities. He wouldn't rely on any sort of electronic means like email and phones, because obviously those are fairly easy for the authorities to bug and to intercept. So he would rely, as other mafiosi have relied in the past, on what's known in Italian as pizzini, which are literally tiny little pieces of paper on which instructions are written, and he would give those to couriers and collaborators, and that's how he'd communicate with his lieutenants.
Now, tell me about his women, and it appears there was certainly more than one.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Surprise bill? Need fast funds? CashNet USA can help. When you need money fast, be the hero.
Apply in minutes at CashNetUSA.com and get a fast decision. All loans subject to lender approval. Speed of funding is subject to verifications and your bank's processing times.
Yeah, certainly more than one. He thought of himself as a ladies' man, and whilst he was running this criminal empire, it seems like he had a few issues sort of keeping his love life under control. So what we learned this week was that he was seeing at least two women in the years and months before his death in 2023, and there was intense jealousy between these two. So one of them was called Laura Bonafede. She's a teacher, and it came to her notice that he was sleeping with a younger woman called Floriana Calcagno, also a teacher, also married. And the older woman, Bonafede, was incensed by this and coined a number of sort of very unkind nicknames for the younger woman, including the dead cat, the snob, and handicap. And she was particularly angered when she saw the younger woman walking out of the mafia boss's apartment with a Louis Vuitton bag on her arm. And she said in a letter to the mafioso, she said that next time she saw it, or if she saw the other mistress again, she'd beat her with a stick.
And the question then, did any of them become implicated early on in his discovery? I mean, how was he detected? He was caught coming out of a clinic. Did one of the women shop him by any chance?
No, I think it was a fairly sophisticated operation by the Italian authorities. They got wind of the fact that he was using a false name to go to this clinic in Palermo in Sicily to be treated for cancer. And they did some very painstaking checks of aliases and real people. And they worked out that it was actually Messina Denaro who was paying these visits under an alias to this health clinic in Palermo, and that's how they finally caught up with him.
Now, these two mistresses, both of them, as you mentioned, teachers, what has happened to them?
So Bonafede, the older woman, she's in prison. She was convicted of aiding and abetting Matteo Messina Denaro during all those very long years on the run. We think that she met him way back in 1996. So that was a long-standing relationship between the two of them. And as you said in the intro, Floriana Calcagno, the younger woman, she was arrested on Monday and she faces similar charges.
Now, it seems there are letters available which reveal much of this antagonism between the two women. How were those letters discovered, and I mean, it seems crazy when you take such precautions that they should even have existed. They should, one would have thought, have been destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, Messina Denaro seems to have been so confident in that he could remain at liberty and that he was evading the police and prosecutors that he kept a lot of paperwork in his various sort of hideouts. So those letters have been seized by police in the couple of years since he was arrested. And of course, you know, the questions that were asked when he was arrested were, how on earth did he remain at liberty for 30 years in a relatively small part of Western Sicily in the province of Trapani? And the answer probably is that there was a great deal of collusion with some elements of the authorities for him to remain at liberty.
Now, Bonafede, knowing him for a long time and helping him, obviously, to evade the attention of the authorities in prison, and now this second one arrested and will probably end up in the slammer as well. But she says she didn't know he was a mafia man at all.
That's right. So she says, I had no idea. He gave his name. I think she knew him as Francesco instead of Matteo. She has said to the police, I thought he was a retired anaesthetist. That's what he told me. We understand that the authorities don't believe that alibi at all. She herself, her family has organized crime contacts in that part of Sicily, and police think it highly unlikely that she wouldn't have known exactly who he was.
An extraordinary story that his mistresses have paid the price. He's gone on to his reward, but they pay the price now in prison. Nick Squires, Italy correspondent for The Telegraph, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.